Simon & Schuster Audio presents At Heaven's Door, what shared journeys to the afterlife teach about dying well and living better. By William J. Peters, with Michael Kinsella, Ph.D. Read by William J. Peters.
To my mother, Carolyn Peters, for her unyielding support through the many peaks and valleys of my life. She modeled an uncommon ease with death and a commitment to show up when others shied away. To my father, Robert Peters, for his example of discipline and grit, his entrepreneurial spirit empowered me to trust myself and pursue what matters most. Chapter 1. What brings you here? What brings you here? I ask this question of every person who steps through the door because they have come to talk about death, the most universal of all human experiences, yet the most difficult to discuss. In modern culture, we have an uneasy relationship with death. Our language is populated with phrases such as fear of death and dying. Promoters of fitness regimens, grooming and beauty tricks, and cosmetic procedures tout their ability to help us turn back the clock. The implicit message being that we can hold off life's inevitable end. Modern medical science is even more explicit. Medicine frequently makes our best efforts to resist death the main reason for having hope. Aggressive medical procedures that prolong human life are often seen as a testament to our love for another person. We talk about miracle cures and one in a million chances. Many of us, including a significant number in our medical profession, feel guilt at the thought of someone dying. Our most common condolence phrase when someone has died is, "I'm sorry for your loss." And make no mistake, it is a profound loss. Leaving life, leaving loved ones and friends is both sad and scary. No matter how many of us believe in a benevolent afterlife, and survey after survey suggests that the vast majority of us, about 80%, do, it is completely understandable to be highly apprehensive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?